Sam, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me?
Okay, sorry about that. I was calling you on the other line, so I tried to click over and stop the call, but then it disconnected both, but whatever.
Sort of. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So we went through all of the options on yesterday, and we landed on the second option.
Okay.
That one we liked a lot. We liked the how the menu is up at the right-hand corner, and then when you kind of scroll down, the menu drops down from the top, so it's not there initially, but once you start moving on the site, it is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand.
So once you start to scroll down, it shows home, about us, trainers. Obviously, we can change those, right? The words across the top?
Yes, we will.
Okay. We wanted to know on this, it says let's train. So if we wanted to change that button to get started, and then when they click on it, it goes to a form for them to fill out their first name, last name, email, phone number, and then some questions that we want answered in regards to their health and what they're looking to do. Is that possible?
Yes, each and everything is possible. The headings, the text, the button text, each and everything can be changed. So
okay.
You don't need to worry about, even though the picture you see on the banner where it's Let's Train, in the background having several pictures there, even if you want to update any video or anything else, we can do that for you, not an issue. As I mentioned to you last time, you have to just focus on the layout for now. As you already approved the design and you want to go with the second one, that's perfect. Now we can move to the second step to create an inner pages. As you just mentioned to me, you want to change the names, home, about, trainer, blog, contact us, and whatever name you want to give them, you just provide me the list of the names, of the menu names, so I will go ahead and make changes on the menu, and I will go ahead and create inner pages for that. And after that, you whatever changes you are looking for, let's say wording, let's say pictures, let's say the button text, let's try and change it to get it started, and whatever the changes you are required, you should have to let me know on the third step, so I will go ahead and make those changes for you then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One thing we did want is as you scroll down, it says obviously the text you said we could change, right?
Yeah.
But there's pictures. It says cryotherapy, infrared sauna, flow therapy, red light. So on that right there, they wanted me to ask you, can we add all of them? So like instead of it saying view all services, can we add just more pictures and all of the different modalities?
We can do that. We can do that. Not an issue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that we wanted to do that. We like the fact that the video, we're definitely going to get you some videos eventually. There was something.
And even though I have one option more for you, I believe you do have any social media accounts like Instagram page, Facebook page. Do you have that?
So we are going to make those. Yeah, we haven't made them yet, but we are going to
you
make them.
You haven't made them. Okay, no problem with that. And even we can connect your Facebook page, Instagram page with the website. So whatever you will be posted on your page, it will be shown on your website automatically. Make sense to you?
Okay. Yep,
yeah,
that sounds good.
We have this option as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you offering any membership program? If you go, don't mind, can you scroll down a little bit? There is a program pricing.
Yes. So we love that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we love that. So that's great. We want to. Number two, we like everything.
Okay.
We did like on number four, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
On the number four option, we liked the what was it that he liked about it?
So you don't like the first one?
It wasn't. What's that?
You didn't like the first one? The first design?
The first one was nice. We did like some things from the first one.
You
in
can
particular,
let me know.
They. Oh, I know what it was now. Okay. We liked the schedule and appointments.
From the first one?
And
or the
let's chat.
One?
From the first one.
Okay.
We like that, the schedule an appointment and let's chat from the first one. But we also liked, I think it's the third one, we liked this one better. It was, where is it at? Right. Oh, right here. On the third one, you have in the middle a couple pictures, and then it says book your appointment, date, hour, select number of guests, book now kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So we like that too.
Okay. And so from the third design, you like this book your appointment form. And from the first design,
yep,
you like the schedule booking and let's start button.
Yeah, that way if somebody has questions or whatnot, they can do the let's
uh-huh
chat. Now, do you suggest, is it like a bot that gives basic answers, or do you suggest that we're able to get that message and respond ourselves?
We can do both ways. Like if you have, if somebody will text you between a working hour, so if you have any support department, so they will respond them back. And if they are messaging you in out of business hours, so definitely the bots will respond them back.
Okay.
We have a bot option. We can apply them. Not an issue.
Okay. Perfect.
Even
so those are the things we like. Now, in regards to the logo, we decided to change what we were initially going to do. We're going to change it. What we would like to ask for is we want to keep – so if you go to the second option,
uh-huh,
and it says the Newport Body Works,
uh-huh,
so we want to keep that logo in the middle like that, but we want to add our logo. So if we can make the Newport Body Works move over to the left and then to the right of it, our logo, and we're going to just do the trifecta with the line – mind, body, soul. And then in colors, we like the teal for the Newport Body Works, but we want to do gray and white for the trifecta. If that makes sense.
Yes, so you are saying the way it is right now, the Newport Body Works should be although the right left hand side, and your logo should
yep
be on the right hand side, and the intersector line.
Correct.
Right. Mind, soul, or something. It should be in the middle of the
yes
website.
Correct. And then what we were thinking is, I don't know if you can do this or not, but if somebody clicked on the Newport Body Works symbol, it would show just the stuff that they're selling and that they're providing, which is still our company, but like it's all separate things. And then if they clicked on the trifecta, it would show the items that we have to offer. Is that possible?
So when somebody open your website, so what thing it will be show? The landing page or the complete home page? Because the way you are talking about, like if somebody will click on the Newport Body Works, so it will be redirect to their website, what they are selling. Let's say if I will click on the Body Works, so it will be redirect to the body newportbodyworks.com. Am I right? That's you, Mark?
That's close. Yeah, that's close. What I was thinking is more like, and that's something we could do if you think that's best, but what I was thinking is if they click on it, so we give them the QR code, they go to this landing page, right?
Okay.
And when they get on this landing page, if they click on the Newport Body, everything that pops up below is only the Newport Body stuff.
So
does that make sense?
Yes. So the product that they are selling, right? the product.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, got your point. What we will do, we don't need to drive the traffic towards the their website because it will not be the professional thing, or it will be, you know, I must say that it will be more effect on the search engine optimization, on the marketing.
Yeah.
So if it will be driving from your website towards their website. So we don't want to do like this way, right? It's not ethical. Or way we can lose our business. So we don't want to lose the business, right? What we can
correct.
Do,
yeah.
When somebody will come on your site, so we will create a separate page. When somebody will click on the new Port Bodyworks logo, so the new page will be appear on the new site on a separate window. And on that window, having all the services and products what they are selling or will be listed on that page.
Perfect. That's exactly it. And then if they click on ours.
Yes. If they click on your logo,
and then
your services and your products on the separate page, they
correct.
Can click from them. Yeah, that's fine.
That's correct.
And, this
and then let's say they don't click on either, then all of the stuff would be below, right? Both sides.
Exactly. Got you. You got you, my point.
Okay. So, like, basically what I'm thinking is, say, I go on the website and then I realize, oh, I'm looking for the Newport Bodywork stuff. When I click on it, it's going to pull all of their things that they offer up to the top. So I look at that first, and then underneath would be the Trifecta stuff. And then if they clicked on the Trifecta logo, the Trifecta stuff would come to the top, and then all of the bodywork stuff would be at the bottom below as they scroll down. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I have another idea for that, right? We can
okay.
do two separate menu for it. What's that? Like, if you'll click on the menu right now, here's home, about,
yep.
Trainer, shop, and blog something, right? Or we can
correct.
Add two more menus there by the name of, one is the Newport Bodyworks, the second one is your company name. What do you think? I think it's the best
perfect.
Way. If they want a new
bug, that's the way to do it.
Word, they will click on the menu. And the new page will be, but the same way, if you will click on the About Us page, so the About Us page will be up here. The same way, we will add a new Port Bodyworks as a menu, and somebody will click on it, so the new page will be up here, and on that page have all the products listed, what they offer. It will be listed on that page then.
That is perfect.
This way is more convenient and more efficient and user-friendly as
yep.
well. Because the way
I
that
like
you're talking about, the logo should be on the left side, on the right side, that's fine. That's not an issue. But how
okay.
the people, how the visitors should know about this thing, that we need to click on the Newport Bodywork logo and then I can see their products. Nobody has that much time to learn how to use a website, and we need to click on the Newport
right.
Bodywork logo and that logo to get
right.
the products from. No, nobody has
okay.
that much time. So we need to be, you know,
got it.
Create a website more user-friendly and more efficient. So whenever somebody will
okay.
be arrive on your website, so they can save the time, and they feel like they should feel it like it's a very user-friendly. I can use it, and I can see all the product what I want. So definitely. So we
okay.
need to, you know,
yep.
make this website user-friendly for the customer. We should have to think about not our perspective. We should have to think about it as a client's perspective. Because somebody, if the client is coming, which is age group like 60 plus or 70 plus, so I don't think so they will be, you know, more efficient to
yep.
the website. For
yep.
them, we need
you're
to
100%
be,
right.
Yeah, for them, we need to
yep.
get a user-friendly site.
Yep.
In this way we
so
can
I'm with you on that.
Great. So the way that I just mentioned to you, I will go ahead and use that way if you allow me.
Yes. I'm on board for that.
Uh-huh.
As long as we can have both logos on there, that'll
uh-huh.
be good. And then, like you said, create two separate menus or whatnot,
uh-huh.
or add one menu but have the two separate companies, that works fine.
Yes. Okay, so if you don't mind, Kenneth, I'm on the call, so can you reply me back on the message that I sent you, like you want to go
yes.
in design, so you know my QA team is already on the teamwork, and they check and balance, all the things. Because without your approval,
okay.
we cannot move forward without your written approval. Actually,
okay.
that's the main point.
Okay.
So that's the main thing. So I
so,
can design, you can reply me that, yes, Sam, I want to go with the second step or second design, and we can move to the second step to create inner pages. And the inner page that you want to be created, you can list down all the inner pages for me. That would be wonderful. I can hold the line for you if you want.
Okay. All right. So
I'm on
the
line.
Going, do I need to put in here that I want the certain thing from number three, certain thing from number one, or just put I approve number two?
You can add the things that you want from the number one and two as well.
Okay.
That would be great.
Okay. All right.
And
I'm going to do that right now. Hold on one second.
And one more thing that you need to list down the menu as well, like how many things you want in the menu, like home, about, shop, and whatever things you want in the menu. So that would be great.
Okay, so we are approving the second option. We would like to add the scheduled appointment. Number three, we want to book your appointment. Okay, so we would like, and we're approving the second option, we would like to add the Okay, Sam, I just replied.
That's perfect. Right?
I replied all.
That's great. Just give me one second. Let me see.
Okay. And then while I got you on the phone, if I could ask you a couple more questions. One of the owners that, you know, one of our partners was asking, what Webflow are we using?
Webflow, the way the steps that we are going to be follow.
So it just says, he just asked, is this site Webflow?
The web
or what web host?
Web host or Webflow, both are the different things.
Yeah, they're different things. Okay, so the web host.
Web host.
How does that work? Who do we pay? Do we have to pay? How does that work?
The web hosting, right now, the web we are using our demo server, okay? Each website has
okay.
a separate web hosting. It's totally separate thing. Let's take an example.
Okay.
Website designing and development is a separate thing, which we are doing it. Website domain name, which you already bought it, right? And
yep.
website hosting is totally separate thing. That is called a server.
Oh.
So each website has
okay.
a different server. Let's say we have a dedicated server, which is in-house server. And that's why we are creating the website on the demo server, and then we are able to show you the things. Once we will complete the site, then we will move the site to your domain name, and your domain name will be connected with the hosting server. Make sense to you?
Okay.
And what is the hosting server?
Yes.
Hosting server is depend is it's called like a server where we upload our files, the website files. All related to the website, like your PHP files and products, services, each and every file we should have to update it, upload it on the hosting server. And hosting server will connect it with your domain name. So whenever somebody will
okay.
write down your domain name, let's say abc.com, once it enters, like abc.com, and once it enters it, so whatever will be pulled up on the site, let's say you write it on Google, once you enter the Google, so the Google search engine will be pop up. So how it's popping up, because the google.com is a domain name, and google.com is connected with the hosting server. So whatever files they have updated on the hosting server is against to the google.com domain name. So that file, that website will be pulled up. Let's take an example. If I have a Google name, let's say, just take an example, google.com, and instead of the search engine, I will go ahead and update my website files there. So if we'll go ahead and open the google.com, so my website will be shown there. Because whatever the website
okay.
files, or whatever the website, you can take an example of files as a website, whatever the website you will be updated or uploaded on the hosting server against any domain name. So whenever you will be open the abc.com, so whatever the files it will be updated onto the hosting server, it will be shown right there. Make sense? Let's say the facebook.com.
Okay.
The facebook.com. Once you open it, so the Facebook page will be appear. Because in the hosting server, they upload all the Facebook files, Facebook website files there. Let's say you open my website, which I share with you, the designs. You see the URL. There is demo-orbitdesign or demo-robertwebsdesign or demo-oda.com or something. So this is a domain name. This domain name is connected with our hosting, with our demo hosting server. So in the back end, I created the hosting for the demo on your account, and I updated this design on this demo server. So that's why you can able to see that. Once we will complete it, so I will
okay.
go ahead and upload the complete file on your domain name, and which is connected with the hosting server, eventually on the hosting server. So these are the separate things. Makes sense? I hope you understand the point. Do you?
Yeah, I kind of understand it. I mean, obviously, as we get finalized with this, then it'll make more sense to me later.
This is totally as a step, right? Let's say,
Yeah,
this is a totally last step. It's a host, it's a web server that stores or transmit the data for one or more websites. Host can also refer to
okay.
a service provider and or infrastructure. It's called like hosting, you know. and distribute like a cloud-based hosting server. This is code. In the simple word, I can explain you, let's say, you know, easy word to you, because you don't know the technical thing, I believe. So the simple way is that you have a laptop. Let's take an example. You have a laptop and you are going to be save your personal files there. Whenever you need it, you go open your laptop and you can see your personal files, right? The same way the hosting server is, you taking example, same way the hosting server is a laptop and website is your personal file. So we need to go ahead and upload or save your website files in into your laptop, and whenever somebody will open your laptop, so they can see your file. The same way somebody will open your domain name, enter your domain name, your website will become up, because we save the website files into the storage, into the hosting storage. Make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
That's right. I hope I deliver you as much. How can, as much as I simply I delivered to you, I did, but I hope you understand this.
Yeah. No, I understand it. Yeah.
That's great. So any other question do you have?
No, that's it. When do you and I connect on, so you guys are going to build out this site and then I can specifically go into it and help you, or do we do that now?
Like the hosting server that you're talking about?
No. More about the site. You know. Okay. So we're approving number two, with we want to try to capture those other two options from one and four. They're small, obviously. So do I wait until you do your next step? Then you'll email it to me. Then we go on the phone and we go step by step through it to kind of tell you what we want to change or whatever. Or what's the next step?
Yes, we can move forward with this step as well, but I will not suggest you this thing, because why I'm saying this, because we have a short time. We need to complete this website as soon as we can. So we cannot follow this practice, because it's a time-taking practice, because after 48 hours, I will go ahead and update you. And then we will start, you know, discussing the changes and all that stuff. So what you can, see, right now the homepage is in front of you right now. And you can see all the section on the home page, on the landing page, right?
Yep.
Can make a document, or you can share me an email, like on the home page, the top section, you need to change this, and underneath this section, we need to change this. So in this way, you can make the document or for all the changes for the home page. In the meanwhile, like, and you will share with me. So within, let's say, we will share all the changes till tomorrow, or today, before the end of today. So within this 48 hours, which I will be taking to create the inner pages, in the meanwhile, I will make those changes as well for you. Make sense?
Okay.
That's the point.
That totally
otherwise,
makes sense.
Yeah, otherwise, if you want to wait to make, I will go ahead and complete the second step to create all inner pages, then you will go and share all the changes with me. That's totally fine. But that 48 hours, we will miss that 48 hours. Right. So in this 48 hours, you will do your work, like whatever the changes you want to make on the side, on the home page, because the home page is final. You already did that, right? You approve it, the home page. So whatever changes is required on the home page, you will go ahead and let me know. In the meanwhile, in this 48 hours, between this 48 hours, if I will have that, so in this 48 hours, I will go ahead and make those changes for you. So whenever I will get back to you after 48 hours, so I will get back to you along with the inner pages that I will be created for you, and along with those changes that you will be going to be send me. Make sense?
Okay. Perfect. Yep.
And this way we can save the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
If you are sending me the changes, so when I would like expect it from you, today or tomorrow?
Okay. So you want me to reply all,
and
email you what changes I want to make to the number two, right?
Exactly. You got my point. Or
okay.
I have another option as well. Because we need to make things easier for both sides. I did this thing personally. I did this thing to provide the changes to the developer. But I'm just sharing with you, if you want to follow it, that's fine. Otherwise, you can follow your idea or your practice. What my practice is,
okay.
I basically what I will do to make a thing easier to the developer, what I do, I will just take a screenshot of the home page, and according to the section-wise, I will go ahead and write down the comments. In this section, I need to change this, and I need to change this. And again, the next section, I add a comment on this section. In this section, I want to change this, and I want to change this. This is a very easy practice. Otherwise, if you want to follow it, that's fine. Otherwise, you want to just send me all the changes in the bullet form, like on the home page, the first section banner, I want to change this, the 2 points, then under the banner, this is the section name, what we do, and I want to make these changes in what we do section. So it's your practice, up to you, totally up to you. I'm just sharing the idea with you. If you want to follow my practice, that's fine. Otherwise, you can follow yours.
No, that's good. That's good. So let me ask you this. I can do that. So the landing page that we landed on when I click it, right,
uh-huh.
That's everything scrolling all the way down, correct?
Uh-huh.
So if I was to say, hey, on the banner, instead of it saying home, about us, trainers, shop, blog, contact, like I like home, about us is good. Trainers, we can change to Newport Body Works, and then instead of, and then next to it. So that's what you mean, right? Like detail it out like that?
Yes, if you can. So that would be great, right? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the
okay.
home page,
I'll try
whatever.
My best.
Uh-huh. No problem.
I'll try my best to get you something bulleted, bullet point.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll go from there. You just let me know. You call me or text me or let me know what you need from me.
Or one more option I have. If you have a time right now and you know what change, what kind of changes would you like to make. So you can come over the Zoom call. I can share my screen with you and I will go ahead and make the list for you if you want. If you have time today.
Yeah, that I do have time. That works too. That actually is probably the best.
Okay, that's right. So what I can do, I will go ahead and share with you the Zoom link right now, and you can join with the Zoom then.
Yep. Okay, let's do that.
I'm sending you the Zoom link right now. Here we go. And I'm going to be hang up this call, and you can connect me over the Zoom.
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
Here we go.